we'd like to give everyone a welcome to the gospel meeting tonight. I'm just filling in for a brother that is not here yet, I guess you could say, and trust the gospel message will be a profit to all. Before we open our Bibles, we might take a moment to speak to the Lord in prayer. Our loving God, our gracious Father in heaven, we bow this evening hour in that worthy and precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, thy well-beloved Son, the one Father of whom we read, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. We thank thee he came into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We do thank thee tonight, Father, that we can gather to open the Word of God, the Word of truth, and Father, to speak therefrom and to tell of this blessed salvation thou hast provided in the giving of thy well-beloved Son. So we pray that thou hast blessed thy word as it's opened and read and therefrom and spoken. Father, words might be acceptable words, words that would be from the Lord himself and not just from man as the mouthpiece. So we commend us to thee and ask thy blessing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to open our Bibles with you tonight in, first of all, in the book of the Psalms. And we'll read in Psalm 119. I'm actually going to read in four verses. They're going not to be in the same place. But the first one is found in Psalm 119. And it's in verse 89. Psalm 119 and verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We'll just read that again. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now I want to go over to the book of the Ecclesiastes. It's just a couple of books over from where we just read. Ecclesiastes in chapter 12. We're going to read in verse 10. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 10. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. We'll read that again. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. Now we're going to read a verse that was quoted or read from a number of times in these meetings. It's in 1 Timothy. It's in chapter 1. 1 Timothy in our New Testament. The verses we just read were from the Old Testament. We refer to them as. And this is in the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and reading in verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. We're going to read that again. I'm not making excuse for reading the word twice, but just I think it's worthy to read it again. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now we're going to read back in the Gospels there, in the Gospel of Luke, for a verse, and that will suffice. We might make reference to other scriptures. And I'm going to break into this story. It's about a Pharisee and a publican that went into a temple to pray. The publican prayed with himself and was taken up very much with himself, and or the Pharisee, rather, was taken up much with himself. And we'll read in verse 10 for the sake of time. chapter 18. We'll read in verse 13. Read in verse 13, Luke chapter 18. Give you a moment to go there. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That'll suffice for a reading tonight. I was thinking of these words the last couple of days, especially the one we read in Ecclesiastes. And in Ecclesiastes, we read that verse, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words. And as we stand here tonight before you with our open Bible, we are responsible to speak acceptable words because the Bible is the Word of God. And it's forever, as we have been reminded from Psalm 119, we see there the psalmist said, speaking to the Lord, he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So this book that we hold in our hands is the written word of God, inspired word of God. And we are responsible, when we preach from it, to speak words that are contained in the book. And if they're not in the book, then we shouldn't be up here and we shouldn't be having these meetings. But we want to tell you tonight that rivet at home somewhat to you if the Lord gives help, that the Word of God is so important. The Word of God. It's settled in heaven. We could read that word backwards, that verse. In heaven, O Lord, thy word is settled forever. There's some verses in the scriptures that can be read front, reverse, and forward. And this is one of them. And I've noticed that over the years, that verse is like that. Then we read that verse as well, didn't we? This man that wrote those words in Ecclesiastes, we understand him to be King Solomon, who was the wisest man in all the earth, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. The wisest man. God gave him wisdom above all that were before him and all that would follow him. God gave him wisdom. He didn't ask for it. He asked for wisdom to rule a people. He was a young king. And God said, because you didn't ask riches and you didn't ask all these other things that the world would have, he said he gave him knowledge and wisdom above all that were before and after him. But he sought out acceptable words, words of truth. Now, when we think about that, I was thinking about that verse today. And what I was thinking about was this. Acceptable words are not words of truth are not always words we like to hear. Words of truth are not always what we like to hear. And let me explain that a little bit, maybe. Just to the point where sometimes a person can go to the hospital having pains and having difficulties in their health, and the doctor has to tell us words that are not very, that are not something that we like to hear. But if it's the truth, we have to accept it, because the truth is the truth. The truth cannot be added to or taken from. Forever, Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Man cannot change it. It's settled in heaven. On the earth, we have people that tell us things, and oftentimes, and it seems to be getting more and more, that they can't really be accepted for what they are being told. But the word of God is settled in heaven. So he sought out acceptable words, and it's what mankind needs to hear. Mankind needs to hear. Now, we could mention a few verses, I suppose, if we thought about the scriptures and what mankind needs to hear. And I don't think we have to go too far to let us know and to realize that all have sinned. We read that in Romans 3 and verse 23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's one thing that's an acceptable word that God wants men to hear, to be accepted and to own up to, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so that means I'm a sinner. That means you're a sinner. That means this whole world, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We wouldn't have to go down the road very far, or we wouldn't have to go far even leaving your own premises or even standing still to see inside there is sin within. And so the word of God says, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. If we read in John chapter 8 and verse 21, we would have read another verse that says, that tells us, the Lord Jesus being the speaker, if you die in your sins, he said, if you die in your sins, where I am, ye cannot come. Those words need to be accepted. They're the word of God that's settled in heaven. And they're acceptable words. Hard to take aboard, as one has said. Hard to take that aboard, isn't it? But we're sinners before God. And we cannot go to heaven in the condition that we are in. He said to those in his day, if ye die in your sins, where I am, ye cannot come. Cannot come. We've all experienced rejection at one time or another, likely. Did you ever hear, have parents maybe going somewhere that was important to them? As a child, maybe, and you might say, I want to go. You can't come. You can't come. Very disappointing. You can't come. Friend, tonight, that's just very frivolous and very elementary. But think of it tonight. In your sins, without Christ, he said, where I am in heaven. The Lord Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. He rose again and he ascended up on high and he's in heaven tonight. He said, where I am, ye cannot come. Cannot come. So those are words. Those are sayings. Those are words from the Bible, God's holy word. And we're not up here to scare people. We're not up here to try to make it a morbid, tell you a morbid story. But this is the truth. The gospel is the good news. This is good news. The gospel is against bad background. And the bad background, we're telling you tonight, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come. People are living tonight in sin and reveling in it. And people are going on just like a mad horse heading for a cliff to go over it. Think they're having a good time and things are all right. When you look into the scriptures and the Holy Bible, you will read there that you are not all right with God if you not Christ as your own and personal Savior. So, if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. Now, we could mention other verses. We could mention a great white throne of judgment that awaits a sinner who rejects the offer of salvation that God has provided. We could tell of many things. However, I'd like to get to the gospel part. Time is going quickly. And the gospel part is 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. We've heard it in two or three nights already. It's been quoted last evening. And very, very well quoted and very well spoken from. But I'm thinking of it. I was thinking of it just today. Apostle Paul being the writer. This is a faithful saying, or a faithful word, acceptable, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's God's word to a sinner. I take that as God's word to a sinner. This a faithful saying, and notice it says, this is. I noticed that some time ago. This is. It doesn't say this was a faithful saying. It says this is tonight. Last night we could have said it is. We couldn't say that, and this will be truth that can be spoken throughout eternity forever. This is. It's always current, if we could use that word. It's always current. It's good for tonight. This is a faithful saying. Now tonight, we know in the world, there's many sayings that are not very faithful. Someone might tell you something, Tomorrow you will hear the truth, and it's something you cannot depend upon. It's gotten to the point where the truth is almost getting to be doubtful when you're listening to it. But there are people in the world today who tell truth, and that's good. But here we have the word of God that's settled in heaven, and it says, "This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation." Worthy of all acceptation. And what is that word that's worthy and faithful? And that is tonight. And the word is, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's the word that's faithful and worthy of all acceptation. So friend, tonight we could ask you in our meeting tonight, you don't have to answer audibly, are you a sinner? Do you feel you're a sinner? Well, some might say, well, you know, I wouldn't go that far. I do pretty good deeds, and I do this, and I give 100 cents to the dollar, and I try to do the best I can, and I even go to church, and I even, you know, on and on and on. But friend, tonight, we read in God's word that's settled in heaven, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we read there, just as we have read, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So if that was true of you, then he didn't come into the world to save you. Well, someone said, well, I believe he came into the world to save me. Well, friend, tonight he came into the world to save sinners. And if you accept that as you, if you accept the ground on which he gives as the acceptable word of God, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, you will own up that you are a sinner. And if you trust Christ as your Savior, you will be saved. You will be saved. Now, we read in Luke chapter 18, God's word to a sinner is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the sinner's word to God needs to be like that publican. God is waiting tonight for to hear your cry. The cry of God from a sinner. The cry of God from a sinner. And what is that cry? The cry is, God be merciful to me, a sinner. God be merciful to me, a sinner. And that's what God is waiting to hear from you as a sinner. And when God heard that cry from that man that day, in that publican, as he was in the temple, God be merciful to me, a sinner, on the value of the payment that Christ Jesus paid in full on the cross. That's how Christ, God can be merciful to a sinner, on the value of the work that the Lord Jesus Christ did on Calvary's cross when he was taken and nailed hand and foot to that cross because he had no sin of his own. He bare our sins in his own body on the tree. We've been hearing much of the love of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And tonight, that cry from a sinner will not go unheard. Have you ever come to grips with your sin? Have you ever come to realize that you're lost before God and what God says in his holy word that's settled in heaven? And he says all are sinners, except the very fact that we're sinners before God. I remember on a personal note, just for a moment, I'm not going to linger there, but on February, just this Sunday past, just a few nights ago, marks 47 years since God saved my soul. And you know, that night, I was under conviction of sin. I heard the gospel preached, and I heard it from my youth and neglected Christ for 25 years of my life. But I came to grips with the very fact that all I had heard over the years in gospel preaching and stuff, it was true, yes, but I neglected it and put it off until that series of meetings came and they spoke faithfully from the Word of God. And I realized on February 16th, in 1978, as a poor, hopeless, helpless sinner, I owned up, God, I'm just a sinner, and I don't want to go to hell. God didn't leave me there. It came to my mind. It wasn't a verse of Scripture, but it was the truth from the Bible. Christ died for sinners. So if he died for sinners on the cross, he died for me. That's the language of that publican. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So friend, tonight, consider those words. Consider what the Bible has to say about sin. Consider where you will be when you die. If it's in your sins, he said, where I am, ye cannot come. But we read, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I was thinking of a verse, maybe I'll just quote it. It's found in Isaiah, and it's in Isaiah 42 and 23. It says, and Isaiah said concerning those that were in sin, he said, who among you will give ear or listen to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who will give ear to this? That means who will listen. Who will listen intently? Listen for your soul. Tonight, in our gospel meeting, as the gospel is preached, we trust that you will listen. Listen for your soul. The soul is in the balance, and God wants to save you. God wants to give you rest and peace in your soul, even tonight.